Hi everyone, welcome to Life on Audio. A month has gone by and we are back with another college series episode, except for this time I am not a college student, which is kind of insane. I cannot lie, I've been debating whether I should keep this up and keep doing the college series each month or whether I should just let it go for now. Just because now that I'm out of college, I kind of just want to like move forward and move on. And I feel like it's, I don't know. I also don't know what else I could talk about, honestly. I mean, I feel like there's always stuff to talk about and there's other things in my college experience that I haven't really covered. It's not like there's any episodes that are really calling my name at this current moment. And I just like don't know exactly what I should be talking about if I do continue this series. So this might be the last episode, but who knows? We shall see how I feel next month and whether I want to keep this up. This isn't necessarily the end of college content per se, because I feel like I still want to do some reflections on college, but I think I'm just kind of like in the moment where I just like want to enjoy what's going on right now, and then maybe sometime in the future I'll be ready to just like discuss it all and talk about it and reflect. But also, if you guys like have something specific that you want me to talk about and you're listening to me on Spotify, you can just like leave it in the little Spotify interact section. There's like a little comment type section. I don't know what it's called, but anyways, there is a little like Q&A box, I think, where you can leave any like suggestions and stuff like that. I'll definitely look at it and like take anything into consideration, see whether it's something I want to talk about. But besides that, I don't know. This might be the last episode for this little college series that I started back in January. We got, I think, 5 solid episodes out of it. Four episodes? I can't remember. I think it's 4. And I think that was honestly really great. So yeah, we'll see if we keep it up or if I bring it back at some point or whether this is just the end for good. With that being said, today's episode is talking about something I love talking about. If you've been here for a while, you've definitely heard it from me before. Dating is one of my favorite topics to talk about. Not necessarily, well, okay, it was one of my favorite thing or not favorite things. I don't know. One of the types of experiences I liked, I don't know. I liked dating for a while, but then I didn't like dating and I don't know, but I do like talking about dating. I am the friend, and I always have been the friend who supplies all the dating stories to her other friends, whether they're single or in a relationship. And that's just kind of my thing. And it's kind of ironic that now I'm taking this very long pause from dating and in a way have had this long pause from dating. I did disrupt it for a little bit, but for the most part, I've been out of the dating scene for a while now. It's been like 3 months. And yeah, I mean, I guess I'm fine. You know, I thought that was my whole personality, but I don't think it is. But it definitely is something that I enjoy talking about if I can. And it's weird because for the first time in a really long time, I don't really have anything to talk about in terms of that. And I also kind of have like moved on from all of the past situations. So I can't really talk about that anymore either. But today we are going to just reflect on my experience with dating in college, the things that I learned, the experiences I had, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I cannot lie, I don't know if I'm the right person to be doing this episode because it's not like I came out of college with a husband or even like a successful relationship, as you guys probably also know if you've been listening to my podcast for a while. But, you know, I think that at least I tried it and at least I had my experiences and now I can reflect, and that's what we're gonna do. Not sure how many people on here saw that TikTok I made a couple weeks ago about dating in college and how dating in college is literally the hardest feat ever. Yeah, dating in college, oh my God, it just, I don't even understand why it was so frustrating and impossible and just like not a thing. But we're going to reflect on that and I'll probably share some of my frustrations with dating in college. I don't know. I guess we can like go through the timeline and then review and maybe try and figure out why it was so frustrating for me. But I know I'm not the only one who feels like this, and I'm not sure whether this was maybe my school specific or whether this is like college in general, but I definitely had a lot of conversations with other people who are single, especially at UCLA, who shared their own frustrations with dating or just the fact that they hadn't like found anyone in their time in college. I just feel like it is something that definitely eats people alive when they go through college and they just like don't end up having any success with like dating or getting into a relationship. Because I feel like, well, okay, at least for me, for example, like when I was in high school, I did not date whatsoever. I feel like we're gonna have to actually review that first. Okay, so I think before we can get into my experience with dating in college and my thoughts about dating in college and stuff like that, we need to review high school, because I feel like that is the background for my experience. Well, not necessarily, but kind of, well, it kind of was, okay? So high school me, basically, when I got into my freshman year of high school, I made this pact with myself that I would not engage with any men. I would not have any crushes on men. I would not be doing the man thing, okay? So basically, I banned myself from dating. And for 4 years, I did exactly that. I did not have a singular crush on anyone in school. I was very much focused on my academics. And, you know, some may say that's how I got into UCLA. Others may say that I'm kind of insane. Looking back, I don't know if I would recommend doing that. Also, I'm not really sure if it was like a choice or whether I was kind of just like, I don't know, like maybe if I had tried, I would have just realized that no one wanted to date me, period. So like, I don't know. But the reality of the situation is like this entire time, I always kind of lived with this mindset that I was like unattractive in high school and no one would have been interested in me anyway. So it like made sense for me to not even want to date. But the reality of the situation is I don't think that was the case. During my freshman year of high school, I did have some guys show interest. Ironically, I went to an all-girl school at the time. So these were guys that I just like met through friends. There was one that like talked to me for quite a while. And in hindsight, that was definitely a talking stage. But at the time, I did not consider it that because I was not interested in him. But we would talk every single day. And like, honestly, I think if we maybe had gone to the same school, he would have tried to actually date me. But nothing came out of that. And then there was another guy who told me once that he'd been interested in me since like seventh grade. Like we went to middle school together and I literally laughed when he told me that. I was like, that is so funny. Like you're joking. And then when I told my mom, she was like, well, isn't this what you've always wanted? And I was like, not that. Like I don't want some guy like professing his love for me randomly. Like where did he come from? You know? So I had that. Then like sophomore, junior year, there was no one. I was very much like focused on the academics, like not a singular soul that could potentially be anything. I think that's I always thought of my time in high school as like one where people were just not interested in me because like no one showed interest in me. But like to be fair, I completely closed myself off. I was very much giving off like I do not want to date vibes. You know, it's like in hindsight, it probably was my own doing, but at the time and then like for very long after and honestly still a little bit now, well, I guess less now, but maybe just a little bit, I just always thought that the reason why I never experienced anything in high school was because of the way that I looked and because people weren't interested in me. And to be fair, I definitely had a glow up after high school. So, you know, I think that when I think of myself, I'm like, there was a before and there was an after, and the before was not as pretty. But I don't think that meant that I was like super unattractive and that like no one had any interest in me, you know? But I just like closed myself off. I was like, I will not even have a crush on a guy. Like that is a distraction and I do not need that distraction because I need to get into a good school and I need to do well in school. So guys are a no-no. And then when I was a senior in high school. So that's the thing. I had this like large gap where there was nothing. And I think that's why I was just like, oh, like, yeah, it wasn't going to happen. But then when I was a senior, like basically my last semester of senior year, I actually had a couple of different guys show interest in me. And that was kind of the first time where I was like, okay, I think something's happening. That's also when I started to go on my confidence journey. And I think the glow up started to like start up a little. And so I started to feel a lot more like, I feel like I just didn't have a good self-image when I was in high school, but that was like the first time where I started to like look at myself in the mirror and be like, okay, like she's not horrible looking, you know, like there is something here. And with time, I just started to feel that more and more. And then I had, I feel like just like a mental and physical glow up. And then I got into college. But I think the way that I thought of dating and my experience with it and my like lack of experience with guys too, because okay, also I just like never had my first kiss or any of that. Like none of that happened when I was in high school. And then COVID happened. And I honestly thought maybe I would be able to like get my first kiss by the end of high school because there was like one potential situation and then I kind of messed it up. I wish I could tell you the story, but I'm not right now, at least. Maybe one day I will. But yeah, there was this like potential situation where I almost had my first kiss and it didn't happen. It was a weird situation. And then after that, I was just kind of like hoping that it would happen before I graduated high school. But then a couple of weeks later, we went into lockdown. And so the dream was like thrown out the window. And after that, I was just like impatiently waiting to have my first kiss because I was like, wait, no, like I was supposed to have it. I need to have it now, you know? So I very much going into college felt like a late bloomer in terms of dating. I also kind of had this like weird mentality on like, oh, if guys give me attention, it means that I'm attractive. And because I hadn't gotten a ton of attention in high school and I wasn't really used to that, I had this very weird relationship with like getting validation from guys. And this will come into play in just a minute because this is kind of where it all starts. But yeah, I feel like college was the first time where I like started getting like consistent attention. And, you know, I didn't know how to deal with it. I went into my boy crazy phase when I started college. That's the other thing. Like for the first time I started looking at guys and I was like, ooh, they're attractive. Because while I was in high school, I was like, I cannot find a man attractive. That is a no. We can't be doing that. So for the first time I was opening up and I was like, oh, I can go look at guys and consider them attractive. And it was kind of weird because I feel like me and attraction have a really weird relationship. Who I find attractive and what I find attractive is, it's just very strange. It's so hard to explain. Like sometimes there's something I'm just like, oh, yep, automatically. And sometimes it takes forever for that attraction to build, or like the attraction just never builds. I don't know, maybe everyone's like that. I've always felt like I had a weird relationship with attraction. And I feel like it all starts from how I viewed attraction in high school. I think it all kind of stems from there, you know? So obviously when I started college, I started it online. There was no, you know, let's like just meet people on our floor, you know, you're meeting different guys, whatever. Like there was none of that. But obviously I did, you know, find myself in positions where I would be talking to guys. And I think the thing with me is like, okay, still to this day, I'm very awkward when it comes with guys. Unfortunately, I wish I had like that air of confidence where I could just like walk around and like confidently talk to a guy as if it was like no big deal. Even if I'm just like not even interested in them, but just like even as a friend, I just cannot do it. I don't know why. I don't have that. And that's honestly what I've been trying to build. Like, you know, when I was talking about how I approached this guy, that was sort of part of it. Like I'm trying to become more confident with just being able to talk to guys in general, because it's just never been my thing. And I am like the most awkward person and it's not cute. Like it's not cute whatsoever. Well, I have had guys tell me that they think it's cute, but I don't think it's cute. I don't feel comfortable. Like I don't like it. So I would say I'm very awkward. And I feel like it's just because I've never, I don't know. It's weird. Okay. Whatever. I need to just go on this timeline because it's so hard to explain it without like going through the timeline. So COVID, everything's online. And for the first time, you know, I find myself like in conversation with some guys. I don't know. It was weird. It was a weird time because everything was like virtual and I didn't really know who these people were. I just knew that we were all going to UCLA and we had this one thing in common. And I was talking to all sorts of people, girls and guys, becoming friends with them, considering being roommates, just talking in general. Like I was just talking to so many people. So at the time, it wasn't like I was like talking to guys and I was like, ooh, like who's gonna be my boyfriend, you know? And also I have to say, I remember right before I actually started college, I met this girl and we FaceTimed one night. I don't know what we were doing, but we were like FaceTiming and talking and all that. And it was really nice. We were hitting it off. But she told me at some point, she was like, yeah, I'm hoping to meet my husband in college. And I was like, what? You're hoping to meet your husband? I was like, that is crazy. Because I knew like that was never a goal of mine. I know I'm not meeting my husband in college. Like that's not happening for me. And that's okay. I think I was just hoping that maybe I would get into my first relationship, which like I did, but it didn't really happen in the way that I thought it was going to happen. But yeah, I don't know. I was just like, I'm not expecting that much out of college, but I'm just like, it would be nice to meet someone. It would be nice to have some like fun dating situations, some flings to like, I was hoping that I would like have some successful dating situations in college and get to experience all of that because I came in with like a blank slate. I was very new to the whole thing and I was ready to start experiencing things. I was honestly more than ready at this point because I think while I was in lockdown, I was like, okay, I need to have my first kiss. Like I need to have these experiences. Like I'm ready now. You know, before then I never had any interest in doing that. But at this point I was like, I want my first kiss. Like I want to hang out with guys. Like I want to have these experiences. And so I went into college very eager to experience all of that and like ready for it. Also, like I said, I went in feeling like a late bloomer, but the good thing about UCLA, and I don't know if this is at other colleges, but definitely at UCLA, is I met a lot of people who also hadn't experienced any of those things. A lot of people who hadn't even had their first kiss. And that was kind of nice because for the first time, I didn't feel super late bloomerish. I did still feel it a little bit because I think in high school, I had all these friends who got into relationships. And from them, I was like, oh my gosh, they all have experienced it and I haven't. I'm such a late bloomer. And it was hard to shake that off. Even though when I got into college, I met so many other people who were in the exact same position. We were all all in it together. But yeah, I think I just felt like a late bloomer until I got into my first relationship. And then my whole mindset on the whole thing switched. And all of a sudden I was like, wait, no, like I definitely was not a late bloomer. I could have waited so many more years to get into a relationship and been fine. I remember, I think the summer going into college, I met this guy who, this is an ironic situation. But first off, we have the same last name, Love. Not really sure how we met, probably some Facebook, Instagram page, something like that. I don't know. Anyways, we started talking and we were talking back and forth and like we'd talk over Snap, which is like it's such a beginning of college thing to do. High school, beginning of college, like if you're not on Snapchat talking to guys, like what are you doing? But it's a rite of passage, you know, like you have to experience that to like level up and finally move over to the text messages and realize there was no point in ever using Snap. But anyways, again, rite of passage. So we were talking back and forth. I don't know. He was in India. I was here in the United States. I wasn't interested in him that way because, again, like I said, attraction and me have a weird relationship. I also have a very specific type. He definitely was not my type. And I'm not saying that, like, there's always exceptions to the type, of course, but I usually very much stick with my type. And yeah, that's just me. That's my thing. Like, I just, like I said, I have this very specific type and he was definitely not it. And so, anyways, but we're talking back and forth. And again, like, the attention. I think my thing was that it was so hard for me to just like choose the right situations and let go of like the weird situations with guys because, and this is going to be like a repeated thing, like you're going to see this as a trend because I liked the attention and I wasn't exactly used to having the attention. And I think I created such an emphasis on like, if a guy gives you attention, it means that he thinks you're attractive. And I wasn't used to considering myself as attractive. So I liked knowing that I was attractive and having those experiences that kind of like outwardly screamed like, yes, you're an attractive human being or people find you attractive, you know? And it was very much part of my confidence journey, but I think eventually I finally was able to let go of it. But it took a really long time to get there. And I think for so long, I put such an emphasis on like needing that male validation and it kind of started there. So yeah, I remember one day he like told me that I was a catfish. It was the weirdest thing ever. And I forever held on to that. And ironically, during my senior year of college, he very much was trying to date me. He tried very persistently for like a month and a half. And I just thought it was so ironic. I wanted to bring it up and like mention it and be like, oh, remember when you said I was catfish? But he never like outwardly or like explicitly said anything about dating me. It was just very obvious from his actions and what he was trying to do. So I never brought it up, unfortunately. Maybe if I see him before I leave college for good, I might bring it up. But yeah, I just think that was really funny. So that was like a full circle moment where it was like some random man thought I was a catfish and then they literally were trying to get after me. Anyways, I had some more experiences like this, like when we actually started school and we were all on Zoom. I remember talking to this one guy, maybe not talking, but just like, you know, like when you're not necessarily like looking to date, but you're just kind of like talking around at people and like in a way it could be a friendship, it could not be a friendship. You're kind of down for whatever they're down for, but also maybe not. I don't know. It was just like weird. It was a weird situation. I feel like especially over Zoom, it's like, who's going to start dating over Zoom? I mean, I'm sure there are people out there who did it, but I wasn't going to. So it was like, you know, we're just kind of existing in the same space. Very random guy. He kind of scared me. I can't remember why, but I just was like very weird vibes. And then it's funny because he ended up dating this girl who is very well, she was on a very famous sitcom when she was younger, like as a baby. And I just remember like, and I talked to her too, I think, or I talked to her sister, something like, I think I had talked to her. I can't remember now. They're twins. Anyways, I talked to either her or her sister about being roommates at some point. And when this like crossover happened, I was like, ooh, interesting. They dated for a while, but they're not dating anymore. So like, I don't know, stuff like that. Anyways, I feel like the whole dating thing really doesn't start until I actually left home. Because again, how much dating could you do when you're sitting in your childhood bedroom with your parents who are gonna walk in on you every time you're like on. This was definitely something that happened. I remember like my family would walk in on me, like walk into my room and ask me a question, and I'd be like on FaceTime with a guy and I'd be like, guys, like, what are you doing here? Weird time. Literally weird time. Anyways, okay, so leave home, move to Hawaii, and of course girly pops, you know, I was thinking a lot about my first kiss and it just felt like the scariest thing ever. I was like, I need to get over this barrier. Like, it feels like a mental barrier now where it's like, if someone were to be like, hey, can I kiss you? I'd be like freaking out or something like that. And I was just like, it needs to happen. And obviously also I was like, I don't know if I went into the whole, oh no, I know what happened. Hold on. Sorry. Timeline, everyone. I liked one of my roommates. So when I lived in Hawaii, I lived in a house with four guys and two other girls. And before moving to Hawaii, my parents had this like one rule, which was I need to get to know my roommates before I made a decision on whether I was going to move there, because they didn't want me to move in with complete strangers. So I FaceTimed around, you know, talked to the different roommates. And this one, it was really weird. This was like sometime in the middle of December. I had just taken my chem final and we had set a time to FaceTime right after my chem final. I remember my chem final had something about beta carotene, which is in carrots, like random fact. Okay. Anyways, so we start FaceTiming. I want to say it was probably like 2 or 3 o'clock my time. He was in Chicago and we start FaceTiming and we FaceTimed for like hours. It wasn't like a short little like, oh, hi, get to know you. Okay. Can't wait to live with you kind of thing. It was like a, we just talked for a really long time. We basically talked until I had to go to this like awards or no, like I had something. I don't remember what it was, but I had something that night. And so I had to go to that. So like we literally FaceTimed from the time we started until that, which was in the evening. So I don't know, 4, 5, 6 hours. Like it was a really long time of FaceTiming. I don't know what we talked about, but we just talked. And after that, we started FaceTiming more because I remember at the end of that FaceTime, we were like, oh, let's continue the conversation because we weren't done with the conversation. We were actually going to talk after I had this thing. So on the same day, like in the evening or at night, I guess at that point, but we didn't. So we continued the conversation another day and then we just kept FaceTiming each other. And like we would FaceTime for hours. Like there were times where we would be FaceTiming for like 6 hours. And then it started happening that like we'd FaceTime at night and then we'd like push our sleep and like whole thing. And initially I didn't think anything of it. Then one day my younger sister, who at the time was like so annoying about guys and stuff like that, she would always like come into my room. She'd be like, ooh, you like this guy. And I was like, just leave me alone, girly pops. You know, I think she was like 12 at the time. She was 12, 13 at the time, 13 years old. I think some people know what I'm talking about. If you have a younger sister, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When they have that annoying phase where they're just like annoying about things that are totally normal at your age, but at their age, like if their friends were to be, you know, talking to guys, it's like, ooh, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing that, you know? So anyways, she brings it up. She's like, ooh, like you and him, blah, blah. She was like, do you like him? Something like that. And then there's this one day where my high school best friend at the time, comes over with her younger sister, who was around my sister's age. And my sister mentions it to this friend. And then this friend catches on. She's like, oh my God, like you and him, like what if something happens? And all of a sudden I'm like, and initially I was like, no, like I'm not interested in him that way. And then slowly the crush developed and it built up. And then it got to a point where we were like getting close to the time that we had to move in together in this house. And I was like, oh my God, I actually really like him. And the thing is, like, again, as someone who just went through high school without having a crush, in a way, this was like the first guy that I'd liked since middle school. So it was first off, it was exciting because it was like, oh, thank goodness, like I can like people, because I wasn't sure anymore, you know, because I haven't experienced it in such a long time. But also, oh my God, like I'm about to move in with this guy. Like, what am I supposed to do here? So anyways, it was actually really ironic. We planned our flights together. So we flew to LA and then we took the flight from LA to Honolulu together. And during the flight, I was, you know, I was trying to like feel out the vibes, see what was going on. You know, I think by the time that this happened, I was kind of like, I think he might like me too, but I can't really tell because like no one said it explicitly, but like I could get the vibe, you know, when someone else is like willing to talk to you for 6 hours each day and like stay up and push their sleep and the whole thing. It's like, there's no way you don't like me or you're not interested in me in the least. But also I refused to like tell him that I was interested in him because I learned my lesson in high school. I once declared that I liked this guy, but in hindsight, I don't even think I liked him. It was just, I thought he was attractive. And then I took it as like, oh, I like him. Like it wasn't a full blown crush or anything. It was just like, oh, like he's attractive and I haven't been attracted to a guy in X amount of time. Like this is such a surprise. Now I'm pretending like it's a crush, but it never was. And I told him and then he like basically was like, I'm not interested. He was like, I'm not interested in dating, which like essentially meant I'm just not interested in you. And it was just so awkward. It was such an awkward situation. And I was like, why did I put myself in that situation? So after that, I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. Like I'm not declaring my feelings for a guy. Like it's gonna have to work out somehow, but not doing it, you know? So I refused to say anything. And honestly, that was probably for the better given the fact that we were gonna live together. But yeah, we took this flight together. And like, I remember at some point as we were landing, my ears really hurt. And he like let me put my head on his shoulder. It was a whole thing. It was exciting. It was thrilling. I didn't know what was going to come out of it, but I was excited. So we arrive and my roommates started to catch on pretty quickly, like especially my girl roommates. They were like, so what's going on there? And I was like, hey. Yeah. So about that, the first like week or two, we kind of like had a little thing going on, like nothing major ever happened. But like, I remember there was this one night we were all, I think, watching The Bachelor or something like that. And we're like a movie and we sat next to each other on the couch and like there was a blanket between us and underneath the blanket, we were like holding hands. Like that was so exciting to me at the time, you know, because I had never experienced something like that before. There was one night where we had like a little bit of like a drinking night and then we like fell asleep together on the couch and like we were just like laying side by side and I was like, oh my gosh, can't believe this is happening. And then yeah, there was also another night where like halfway through this like drinking night we fell asleep, like took a nap, and I was like laying on him, but again, like nothing happened, like there was no kiss, there was nothing like that, there was no explicit declaration that we were interested. And then at some point he just like pulled away, like all of a sudden he was like giving me his, I mean, I think he was always super reserved about it, because I remember I like there were moments where I was like trying extra hard to like stand next to him or like spend some time with him, and he would like not go out of his way to do that. Like I know now why he did it, but yeah, at the time he just like never said anything, and then he just like fully pulled away one day and I was like, oh okay. So heart shattered, because not that I thought, I don't know, I thought maybe like, I don't think I thought we would be like dating while we were living in the house together, but I thought maybe afterwards it could become something. And that was exciting because again, I was like, I've never been in a relationship before. And like, I was kind of hoping that at some point I got to experience that. So this is really cool. But then it just like fully went out the window. And then later on, I realized like there were just red flags all around and it just would have never worked. So like by the time that we stopped living together, I was like, I could never date this guy. That was my unfortunate first experience with like mutually liking someone, but it just not working out. And after that, I kind of just was like, okay, well, I'm here. The world is my oyster. Like, let's do. And that's when I got onto the dating apps. The dating apps would end up playing a large role in my college experience. If you guys don't know, I'm a Bumble ambassador. So that already tells you a lot. But the thing about the dating apps is when I first got on to it, it was kind of weird because I once made this declaration that the dating apps were my last resort. Like if I was like in my late 20s and I hadn't gotten into a relationship yet, then I would finally get on the dating apps and try it out. But then when I moved into my Hawaii house, my two female roommates were on the dating apps and I remember watching them swipe and I was like, oh, like I want to join in on the fun. So I downloaded the dating apps and oh my God. Yeah, so I had a little bit of dating app addiction. It quickly turned into an addiction, which is not, it's an interesting addiction to have. Okay, I cannot lie. Anyway, so I get on the dating apps and now there are all these guys on the island around my age. I'm getting all these compliments from guys. It's amazing. And like I said, I was on this like self-confidence journey at the time too, which is an episode for itself. But this like really helped that self-confidence journey because all of a sudden I was like, see, and also other people think I'm attractive. Like I'm not just feeling it inside, but I'm feeling it outward. Also really awkwardly, I once did this whole photo shoot just to have pictures for the dating app. Oh God, I don't know. I think I started with Tinder and then I downloaded Bumble and then I didn't get Hinge until a really, really, really long time later. But yeah, I think I was primarily on Tinder at the time. I didn't like Bumble when I started using it, which is also very ironic given that I am a Bumble ambassador. So this was happening. Great. Love that. Exciting. And then, okay, what happened with that? So then I had my first kiss. It was with a guy who also went to UCLA, but was a Hawaii local. This was actually literally, it probably happened like right around, it kind of rang in Valentine's Day, which is kind of insane. Somewhere between February 13th and February 14th, I had my first kiss and it was weird. There was a lot more that happened and it didn't exactly, wasn't exactly what I wanted. It was a whole thing. I don't want to get into it, but it just, it was a weird experience, but it did make me feel a little empowered because at the end of all of it, at the end of God knows what happened there, I realized that he did not know that it was my first kiss. And that gave me a lot of power because this entire time I was so scared that like it would be so obvious, like I was going to be like a bad kisser and blah, blah, the whole thing. And I guess I just like was really good at matching his rhythm and it worked out and he never suspected anything. And he genuinely thought like I was very experienced, not just in kissing, but in everything. And I had to basically burst the bubble afterwards. And he was like, oh my God, I had no clue. clue. And I was like, oh, really? And so after that, I was like, ooh, I knew power unlocked. Like, I guess I'm a good kisser too, even though I've never had experience before. So we are good to go. I was like, we are good to go. Like, people think I'm attractive now. Like, I don't know. It was a little bit of an empowering moment, even though the whole moment was actually kind of sucky and just like took a long time to kind of get over and deal with. So that's what I took away from it. And ironically, the story includes one of my roommates having said something that this guy basically mistook. It was the weirdest thing ever. And so the next day I basically confronted said roommate. Ooh, it's gonna be interesting when you hear about what happened with this roommate. Anyways, oh my God, guys, I'm like really getting into it. All the tea is being spilled. So I had to confront this roommate. I was so confused as to why he would say something like that to him because it was such a false statement. And so when I confronted him, we were on a hike, and on said hike was him, one of my other roommates, and this other guy. Now, this other guy was someone that the roommate that I had to confront had met on Bumble BFF. Yeah, so he had met this guy on Bumble BFF. This guy essentially was doing gap year in Hawaii working at his uncle's pawn shop, and he was going to go to Yale. And I, at some point, I can't remember whether it was before or after this experience. It honestly might have been before, but I knew who he was because my roommate had been talking about him, being like, oh yeah, I met this guy on Bumble BFF. Like, I've been talking to him. I matched with him on regular Bumble. So on said hike, I had to confront said roommate and then tell these three boys the entire story of my first kiss gone wrong. And later on, I would have a little bit of a thing with a very minor thing with Bumble BFF guy. Yeah, he was nice. So he was my second kiss, and it was definitely a better experience, although it kind of like ended in a really weird way. And I just realized like he was definitely more my type, but ultimately it ended in me just realizing like, I think he might have been interested in more. I don't know if it was like he was interested in me like relationship wise, situationship wise. At the time, I didn't even know what a situationship was, which, oh, to go back to those times.
Hello, episode about dating. It is Sophia's favorite younger sister and only a younger sister.
My sister just came back home from school. I would have a little bit of a thing with him, and basically I was just like really like unlocking all of these experiences super quickly, which was interesting. And I don't know, it was just kind of a whirlwind of a moment. And then I had like the little dating app guys, and it was just like, I don't know, for the first time I was like, okay, well, here I am, and here are all these experiences. And I don't know, it was a weird time. Like, it was a weird time in my life, and so was what came afterwards. But I was at least enjoying it. I think for the most part, I was enjoying it. Yes, I had some weird experiences with guys and uncomfortable experiences with guys, but for the most part, I was enjoying it. I think it was exciting having these new experiences, having stories to tell people, you know, the whole thing, like kind of collecting these experiences and having new stories. And just, yeah, it was like an exciting time, but it was also just like weird, you know, because like I guess now at this point, I wouldn't put so much emphasis on like my experience with men and like how men view me. But obviously, like back then, I did care about that so much. And so anyways, I ended up going on like one Bumble date after all of this with some random guy. Nothing ever happened. It was legitimately like we just ate poke together and like talked. And then yeah, that was my experiences in Hawaii. And after that, I was in the Bay Area for a little bit, and then I was in LA. And when I moved to LA, I was moving into a college town with really only like 18 to 22 year olds. So this was kind of the first time that I was in this pool of people where it was like a ton of eligible bachelors in a way. Like, there's so many people out there who are your age and like you have this thing in common and all that. And yeah, I was just experiencing like the college dating pool for the first time. And let me tell you something about the college dating pool. It's not great. You would think that if you have so many options, it's probably the options thing, but you would think like having so many people in such a close proximity to you that like have this one thing in common and then also are like in your age range, that you would have so much more success with dating and it would be so much easier to date and like meet people and to have experiences. And it's not as easy as you think it is. Maybe for some people it is, but for me, it was just the experiences I had were so strange. They were never what I wanted. And then when I wanted a certain experience, it just didn't happen, period. So for example, with me, I should have said this earlier, but I like never experienced, well, okay, but I've never experienced like a college situationship, no friends with benefits type thing. I guess the only thing I've really experienced is a relationship. And then like I guess, talking to a guy slash like dating. But my definition of dating, I don't know, might be some people's definition. I don't know. It's weird because then there was also a period of time where I was kind of dating out of college. Like I was still a college student, but I wasn't dating guys who were in college. So like that's another thing. But basically up until I got into my first relationship, my dating pool, even though I wasn't like actively dating as in like going on dates, which is what I consider dating now. But back then I wouldn't have considered it. Well, I would have considered it dating, but I would have also considered other things dating, which I don't consider dating now. I've just like matured, basically. I've matured in experience and my definitions for what dating is. And I've also matured out of the college dating scene, which I guess makes sense now that I'm actually out of college, but I matured out of it a really long time ago. So yeah, basically my first two-ish years of college, or at least up until I got into my first relationship, my dating pool was the people that I was going to school with. And then I guess like the guys on dating apps, but like, again, I was specifically looking for like the 18 to 22 age range. So people that are in college. And now it's definitely not that. So who I was in terms of like dating and experiencing stuff with guys and just like experiencing the dating scene before I got into a relationship is very different than the person that I was once I got out of my relationship and then started dating again. And honestly, really dating for the first time where I was actually like actively going on dates. Because when I was a freshman sophomore, my experiences, I went on one singular date. It was a guy who was a junior at the time, I believe. And we went to this place called Kazunori. And then, oh my God, I got stood up on a date once too. That was another thing. But I actually saw that coming. I did show up, but I was like, I know he's going to stand me up. And lo and behold, he did. And it was a thing, but I didn't actually really care at the time. But most of my experiences was more in the like dating scene that you see in college. And the dating scene that you see in college, at least at UCLA, is more like hookup culture. Like people are not, you're not really getting taken out on dates, especially not when you're that young. And what I saw, like I also kind of thought always like, okay, hookup culture, but people are looking for like friends with benefits, like maybe a little bit more long-term hookup situation, like not any commitment. I know that people in college don't want that, at least guys in college, but like maybe, you know, like we hook up once and then we hook up multiple times kind of thing, like a situationship or like friends with benefits where you have basically explicitly said like we are gonna see each other multiple times. And my experience was definitely not that. My experience was like this one and done thing. I would see them once and then I wouldn't see them again. It was the weirdest thing ever. This is not just like hooking up with guys. This is legitimately just like, I don't know. It's so weird. I don't know how to explain it. Well, actually, the best way I can explain it is this one time, this was my sophomore year. This is a guy who I met quite a lot before this whole thing happened. So there was this guy that I met on a dating app who was basically known as like the head of one of the frats at UCLA. I don't know why he had this reputation, but everyone was always like, oh, if you want to get into that frat, if you want to get into one of their parties, you just have to say you know him and they let you in. For some reason, he was such a well-known name and everyone knew him. Like all of my friends knew who he was. Like, I don't know. I never met him in person. I just met him off of this dating app and we would do this weird thing. This was freshman year, okay? So before I ever met him in person, we would do this weird thing when we were drunk that we would like snap each other. I don't know how this happened, but it happened multiple times. So we just like snap each other back and forth, in a way catch up, but like I didn't know who this guy was. It was a weird situation. And then fast forward to my sophomore year, we happened to be in the same club, but the club that I was in was not like a student organization, like an academic or like even social student. Well, I mean it was, but basically it was a club that threw parties, which I know sounds weird. It was called Euro Bruins. It was basically the European club and their whole thing was they would throw different parties throughout the quarter and you could like pay to be a member and then you could like go to these parties. And I decided to sign up for it because A, I'm half European and I thought, okay, cool, we get to meet other people. And it wasn't just like European people, it was a very international crowd. It was so interesting going to their events because you would, whenever you met people, the way that they would introduce themselves, even if they were American, you know, by like nationality, they would always introduce themselves with their connections to other countries. So like if I were to go, I would say, oh, I'm half Indian, half German, instead of, oh yeah, I'm American and like I'm from Miami, but then also like my parents are half Indian, half German. Like I would first say I'm half Indian, half German from Miami, and then people would be like, oh okay, yeah I'm from this country. You know, there were a lot of people who were actually international students, but there were also people who were just like cosplaying international students in a way. Like I feel like we were all just cosplaying being international students and being connected to Europe somehow, some way. Like I mean, everyone had a really cool cultural background, okay? Like it's not that there were people who were like legitimately cosplaying, but it was like, I don't know, like I remember, I can't remember what it was. Anyways, I just like, I met people from like all sorts of places, you know, and it felt good because at least I had something going for me, even though I think I was one of the more like American, quote unquote, American people in said club. Okay. Because most of them were actually international students. Anyways, he was in the club. And so I once met him at a party really quickly. And then again, I met him at another, it was like a pool party at this house. And at that point, we started hanging out and talking. Like I basically stayed behind after my friends left and just like spent time with him. We were just talking back and forth. He was playing some like ping pong game or something like that. I was just hanging out with him. And we walk back together. And we again, just talking. And then he walked me back to my dorm. And I kind of thought like, oh, maybe we'll see each other again. And so one night, both of us had gone out. It was like, I don't know why I did this, but anyways, I did it. It was like 4 a.m. I was literally about to sleep and he was like, are you awake? You know, the classic like frat guy text. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, do you want to come over? And I was like, you know what? Why not? So I go over and we didn't even kiss. I showed up and I was shivering. It was definitely cold, but I don't know if it was that cold. I had this phase where I think when I would drink, I would start shivering. This is like the signs that I needed to stop drinking. Anyways, but I showed up and I was shivering nonstop. It would not stop. And so he basically just held me until we fell asleep. And then I woke up the next morning and he kind of just like kicked me out of his room. And that was it. And then I saw him again at like a party that his frat was hosting. And then something weird happened. But again, nothing. And then he like ghosted me. Like just like poof out of thin air, like goodbye. And I was like, okay, interesting. So that was like my experience with these guys. It was like nothing would even happen, but in my mind it kind of was like they at least like will stick around until something happens or something like that, but they wouldn't even do that. It was like, I don't know, I couldn't explain what was going on. And I was like, I thought what everyone wants here is like situationships and like friends with benefits. Like, isn't it more effective to just find like one person that you're like hooking up with consistently than to like try and keep finding different people all the time? But that's exactly what I witnessed. And I didn't understand that. And, you know, at first, I think I gave into the hookup culture a little bit where I was like, okay, like, let's see. But I never, I think, really enjoyed it. I feel like it's very hard for women in general to enjoy the hookup culture. And this is not just like, oh, because women don't enjoy the hookup culture, but because it's in our evolutionary nature to avoid short-term things as women because of our parental investment when it comes to having offsprings. I actually wrote a paper about this last quarter. This is just an evolutionary based thing. It's not just like, oh, you know, cultural thing or societal thing. It's like legitimately based in our evolution. And I think a lot of people like starting off in college did the same thing because I've talked to other girls, especially girls who were like in sororities, and they also told me like, yeah, I fully was doing X, Y, and Z. And now looking back, I don't know why I put so much emphasis on the validation from men and like trying to like engage in this hookup culture and all that. And like, I was talking to a girl and she was like, I just feel like I'm so like, I ended up being so scarred from all of those experiences. And I was like, me too. It's like, why do we do it? I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's just the validation or whether it's the feeling that you're not going to get anything else. So at least just like succumb to what you can have. I don't know what it is. But my experience was that basically any guy at my school was never going to be interested in me for more than just like, let me try and use you. So that was kind of like a daunting realization when it came in, but I think it took me a while to really get there. I honestly feel like it didn't really hit until, I mean, I had my experiences where I was like, okay, loud and clear, I can see exactly what's happening here, but I feel like it didn't really hit until I got into my first relationship where I was like, oh, someone could actually care about me. Who would have thought? Was not expecting that. So yeah, I definitely think that like the way that I experienced dating initially in college definitely scarred the way that I viewed dating and experiences with men and stuff like that. And I couldn't imagine like having a guy show any more interest in me than just like a one moment thing, one night thing, like any of that. And so it was just difficult. Like it was difficult trying to avoid that in a culture where that was like really your only option. It's either you don't date or you just like give in to that. And obviously not dating was always an option, but given that that was the experience I had in high school, like I wanted to experience dating, you know, like I wanted to do this like new thing and experience it no matter what the consequences of it was. And I guess initially I also just didn't realize what the consequences were. I remember when I moved to LA my freshman year, I like met this guy, and again it was one of those things where it was like I saw him and then I saw him again and then it just like fizzled out again and in the weirdest way possible. Again, this is like literally groundhog day and the situations that I've had, like, time and time again. But anyways, I remember, like, it was the first guy who had given me attention that I was, like, genuinely attracted to when I was in college. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's actually true. And so I think I, like, put so much emphasis on it. And then when it didn't work out, I was, like, very heartbroken. Like, I kind of went through this, like, little mini heartbreak where I was, like, going through it for a couple of weeks. It was a thing. And it was, like, so stupid because it was, like, I didn't even, like, we barely knew each other. And yet I think I just, like, the experience we did have with each other, I was, like, oh, like, he was so, but he wasn't, like, he wasn't sweet. He wasn't, like, I remember, like, I met his friends. He basically took me to his date party. And before we went to this, like, pregame that was being hosted by some of his friends, and said friends, they were two girls, literally were like, oh, he's such a nice guy. That is such a red flag to me at this point. Like, if someone tells you that someone is a nice guy, just run. Because they probably don't know that, like, he's just, you know, there's so many things that I've learned about guys in this time. I honestly do believe the whole, like, mindset that when it comes to guys, they have sort of this, like, very much tunnel vision until they find the one. So it's like, for the longest time, like, it's not that they're not going to be, like, dating, but they don't want to get into a relationship with anyone. So whatever girls that they're, like, hanging out with, you know, doing whatever with, whatever the situation is, they don't actually care about them. They're just kind of, like, enjoying whatever is happening. And then finally one day they, like, land on someone, they're like, oh, she's it. That's the girl that they land on. And then they'll likely start dating. And then it's like, you see this, like, major shift. I've seen this time and time again, and I actually experienced it myself, which is why I know this is a thing, where it's like, this guy will basically go from, like, seemingly not caring about any girl, treating them however, like, without a care in the world. And then they find this person, and all of a sudden there's this complete switch. And, like, this man is buying her flowers and doing all this stuff. And you're sitting there and you're looking at him and you're like, why could he do all of that for her but not for me? I swear, it's just a thing. Like, it is a thing. And this was something that I sort of had to come to terms when I got into my first relationship, that, like, in a way, nearly every guy out there, like, in your dating pool is going to have screwed. Like, if you start dating someone, a relationship, and it's a good relationship and he's a good boyfriend, you probably have to come to terms with the fact that he probably screwed some other girls over before you. Okay, and there are some other girls out there who think of him as a guy who screwed them over, as in the way that you probably have a list of guys who screwed you over. This is just something that I realized. And I think this is very much, like, in college. I can't say now that I, you know, I'm in post-grad, I'm hoping that, like, not saying that this is less of a thing, but I'm hoping that it's just handled a little bit more maturely. I don't know. But I feel like in college specifically, like, I've literally seen this. Like, the person I had my first kiss with, it was astounding how, like, lack of disregard he had. But now he's dating this girl and they've been dating for a while. And I'll see her TikTok sometimes and it's like him getting her flowers and doing all this stuff. And I'm like, you know what? Despite the fact that he screwed me over, like, I love that for you. I'm so glad that someone is getting that treatment from him, because I know what it's like to be on the other side. Like, I got to experience that too, and I know what it's like to find someone who kind of, like, maybe chronically was not the greatest guy, but then, like, became a good boyfriend when he found his person. I don't know if that makes sense, but this is, like, genuinely something that I've seen, and I think a lot of people have seen it themselves too. Like, I cannot explain why this is a thing, but it's a thing, and it just keeps happening. And, you know, I think with life, it's like, you're gonna meet people, and first off, you're not everyone's cup of tea, but also when it comes to the dating scene, there are going to be people that, like, are meant to be your actual partner, and they're going to be people that are just kind of, like, lessons in dating, and you have to go through those lessons in dating to get to your person. And as I've shared some of my experiences on here, like, they have not been pretty. I have not enjoyed them. I would have rather not gone through some of those situations in terms of dating, but I feel like it, like, builds a little bit of character. Like, I feel like everyone out there is experiencing that. Like, everyone is experiencing some bad dating situations and then some good ones. And that's just, like, how it goes when you're, like, open to the dating scene, even if you're maybe not necessarily actively dating, but it's just, like, open to the dating scene. And yeah, I was having all these, like, really weird negative experiences with dating until I got into my first relationship. And they were kind of just, like, pushing me more and more over the edge. Obviously, there were also situations where there were guys who were interested in me and I wasn't interested in them. And so, like, at some point, it just didn't work out. And maybe, like, to them, I don't know if guys see it this way, but to them, maybe they were like, oh, she's the girl who, like, didn't want to date me. You know, like, I'm a bit of a people pleaser and I try and be nice. So I feel like especially at that time, like even if they were giving me attention, like I would entertain it until it somehow just fizzled out. But who knows? So there was all of that. And then again, sophomore year, kind of like similar situation. But I feel like I definitely had built my self-worth on like validation for men. And at that point, I was getting, I guess, a little bit less of it. Cause like for me, whenever I would go to frat parties during my freshman year, that was like where I was getting all this validation. And I usually like would meet someone and they'd express interest in me. Not always, but like a lot of nights. But then when I became a sophomore, it was less and less of that because first off, there were so many more people. And also, I don't know, it just like wasn't happening. I feel like all the experiences that I had with guys in my first quarter as a sophomore were very negative and difficult situations and unfortunately not pretty. I don't know. It was a thing. It was just a thing. Also, at some point during my sophomore year, you know that roommate that I was talking about where I had to confront him? Yeah. So at this point, he was kind of like my guy best friend and it was always that and I never thought anything of it. Okay. Because I had a guy best friend my senior year of high school who very clearly liked me. Like I caught on pretty quickly. And this was with someone who had never really experienced like someone actively liking them. Well, anyways, the point is like, I didn't have the greatest radar on like who likes me, who doesn't, but I just knew. And so that was a situation where it was like, okay, guy best friend likes me. Like it's very clear. This was a situation where I was like, oh, he's just my guy best friend. Like we are just besties and that's the whole thing. Little did I know he actually liked me. And one night I invited him as my date to my sorority date function. But I did this because I wanted to have like a stress-free night because I had had so many negative experiences with, I actually hadn't been to one of my sorority date functions just yet, but I had gone to some frat date functions and all of them were just like very negative experiences. They always ended super poorly and I just didn't want to do that again. So I was like, I'm just going to keep it safe and bring one of my friends. And like in hindsight, I could have just taken one of my girlfriends, but I feel like I was in this weird mindset where I was like, I need to take like a guy because it's like a date function and I feel like if I don't show up with a guy like all the other girls are gonna think it's weird even though there were so many other girls who just brought their girlfriends. But like I don't know, I was in this weird mentality about it. So I decided to bring him and I thought it was gonna be a fun night. We were gonna fund the whole thing. We get on the bus and also I was fully sober this night because first off I agreed to be like one of those, you know, like the risk people, like the like sober sisters. We didn't call them sober sisters, but like I think a lot of sororities call them sober sisters. So I was sober along with someone else. And he literally we get on the bus and he's like, at some point on this bus ride, he's like, can I kiss you? And my head went no, my mouth went yes. And so all of a sudden I was making out with my guy best friend on this bus, fully sober in the dark. And then like not even a couple minutes later, he like fully threw up on the bus. That was traumatizing. That was a situation. It was a situation I had to deal with. Yeah, it was a whole thing. I also like got called to standards. I never said this, I think in my Greek life episode, but I got called to standards because of that. And then at the end of that, I was like, guys, like I realized this was a bad situation. And like, obviously, did I think it was going to happen? No, because if I had known it was going to happen, I wouldn't have brought him along. But I was like, you do realize like I'm dealing with it too, you know, like I wasn't expecting that. And they were just like, find better friends. And I was like, oh, thank you. I appreciate it. They were like, we'll let you off with a warning. And I was, what happened to girls supporting girls? Okay. Like you do realize that I'm like, I'm kind of going through it right now too. And you're just like trying to like flame me for it. So I didn't love that moment. That was not cute. Anyways. Oh, also the summer between my freshman year and my sophomore year, I was on dating apps pretty much this entire time. I had a couple moments. Oh, first off, I got banned from Tinder during my freshman year. I don't know why. Okay. There is no explicit reason as to why I should have gotten banned off Tinder, but whatever, I'm glad I did because it allowed me to phase out of that app. And that's when I moved over to Bumble, and this is how I ended up becoming a Bumble ambassador, kind of indirectly. But yeah, I don't know why I got banned off of Tinder, and there was like no reasoning. I think maybe what happened was some guy was just like offended that I didn't like respond to him or something like that and reported me. But I feel like that's not even a good reason as to why I would have gotten banned either, you know. It was, I just like couldn't explain it, but whatever, glad it happened because I would not want to get back on Tinder. And I think I needed to get off that app, honestly. It was rotting my brain. So then I moved over to Bumble, and then like I kind of did this thing for a while until I got to my first relationship where I would be like on the dating apps, off the dating apps, on the dating apps, off the dating apps. So initially I was like on the dating apps, and this was like over the summer, and that's when I met the person who would be my boyfriend, my first boyfriend. But I also was just like talking to all these other guys, like just kind of like snapping them again, rite of passage. And I remember having these moments, I think just like thinking about everything that had happened my freshman year and the experiences I had had with guys. And then also, I guess, I don't know, probably less so, like I enjoyed talking to these guys. Like they were, I had a nice little collection of guys that I would just like talk to. None of them lived in the same state as me. They all lived in like different places. There was sort of this like mutual agreement that like we were just like each other's like emotional support human beings in a way, a little bit, you know. Like sometimes they would admit to me that like if we had lived in the same place they would want to date me, but like that was it, you know. It wasn't like, I don't know, it was just, I guess that maybe in a way made me a little bit more comfortable talking to guys, because I felt like I could talk to them freely because there was no expectation of something ever happening or like potentially ever meeting them. So anyways, there was that. But yeah, during that summer I experienced these like intense periods of just feeling like super unlovable. And I know I mentioned this in my episode called Feeling Unlovable, but I didn't really like talk about it too much. But I don't know, I think I just like was reflecting everything that happened my freshman year and the experiences that I had, and I just did not feel great about it. And I was like, is anyone ever gonna like me for me? And having never been in a relationship before, or even having a guy show me interest in that way, it really did feel as like maybe I will never meet someone who sees me as that. Like maybe people will always just think of me as like just another girl that they can like try and get at, and I didn't want to be that. And it was just really difficult, and I felt a lot in that moment, and it was something that I just had to sort of like deal with. And having no prior experience where I could be like, oh, but at least, you know, I was loved once. Like I'd never been loved before. I'd never had someone like even like me in any way, shape or form that I felt like, oh, they would care about me in that way. It was hard. So yeah, I definitely struggled with that. And then sophomore year again, I had these like very, 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 very negative experiences. Like it was dark. It was a dark time. And then I got into my first relationship. And I think I always felt, even quite a while after that relationship, that that relationship in a way saved me. And I think, yeah, in a way it did, because the problem was I just like, despite the fact that I had all these negative experiences, I think I was just like seeking out something. I was trying to fill that void of like, I guess like not having someone who cared about me in that way. I don't know, it was weird. I think just like the validation, also just like a little bit of a void, just of not having ever experienced that. I was like continuously seeking it out, even though I just kept having bad experience after bad experience. And I guess in a way, like it eventually led me to someone that I would have a good experience with for the most part. But I don't know. I don't know if that was like, essentially, it's kind of like the way that, you know, in my Feeling Unlovable episode, I was like, okay, I am done with dating for a really long time. I don't think I would have done that at that point. I think no matter how bad it would have gotten, well, it got really bad. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. But I think honestly, it got as bad as it can get in terms of dating. But anyways, I couldn't find the strength to walk away from the dating pool and just be like, I'm gonna focus on myself and I'm not gonna let guys get in my way. All the discipline that I had in high school to just like not do any of that had gotten thrown out the window, and I could not even like take a little bit back. I don't know, I was just a little bit too kind of obsessed with that, and it was hard for me to let go. So in a way, he did come at a really good time, because I think when I got into that relationship, I was just like already so broken from all of the experiences I had, and I never had time to heal myself from any of it. And so I kind of went into that relationship, and then like he sort of had to help me like put the pieces together and like demonstrate that there are people out there who could actually care about me and not just want me for this like one thing. And it took a really long time to get there. And I know that like, especially the first couple of months, like there were moments where I just like kind of broke down in his arms dealing with the whole thing. And in a way, I kind of feel, well, I think at this point I'm independent enough and also mature enough to be able to like heal myself. But I also feel like there's a little part of me that I guess when I get into my next relationship, there is going to be a little bit of me that's a little broken from the experiences that I've had since my last relationship, because I feel like the experiences that I've been collecting have also not been the greatest. And there are certain things that I need like reaffirmation on. And the only person that I feel like can give me reaffirmation is having a good experience with a guy. But I think it's at least better in the sense that like for the most part, I feel like I'm good. I'm in a good place. I've learned a lot. I feel like I can take care of myself. Like me back then wasn't capable of doing that, and really did continuously seek out like validation from guys to like feel that way. So it took having a good guy in my life to kind of repair myself and to also like recognize my worth beyond how other people see me. Because I think also in that time, like it was the first time where I didn't have like all these guys showing me interest. It was just this one guy. And like, obviously he showered me with compliments compliments and all that. But the problem was one guy can't do what like multiple guys are doing. You know, like when you're on a dating app, there's so many guys who are like showering you with compliments. Like one guy can't do that. So at that point, I had to start finding my self-worth in myself instead of in what other people were saying about me. And that was really great. And that was a good thing. You know, I think at first I was like, what? But then I was like, okay, now we're going to focus on ourselves. And that was like a good thing about being in a relationship at that time period. But the thing is, my relationship was, I don't know if it was a college relationship. It was a weird thing because like when I compare it to my friends who were in college relationships, like dated in college or like are still in those relationships, I feel like we didn't exactly have the same, we didn't have those like specific struggles of being college students. You know, like when I compared, obviously like you can't necessarily compare relationships. When I was looking at like my friends who were like dating guys who also went to UCLA and like experiencing that, like our relationships looked so different. And I felt like my relationship that I had was like a mature version of a college relationship, but it was also hard to call it a college relationship because only one of us was in college at the time, but we were college aged. I feel like I cannot even necessarily give advice on like being like yes and no, like meeting on a dating app and him not going to the same school as me and him not even really being like, he was in school initially, but he wasn't in college, like 4-year college institution. So it looked very different from like what I think a college relationship was. So in a way, I didn't get to experience the college relationship. Like I didn't get to experience going to the same school as your significant other and like going to each other's apartments and like meeting each other's roommates and being friends with each other's roommates. I don't know, like going to study together and stuff like that. Like I didn't really experience that. I experienced maybe little bits and pieces of it, but it was never like, oh, like we're gonna experience. Well, I mean, in a way we experienced it, but it wasn't like a major experience that we had. Like, let's go take a nap in my dorm bedroom because the only option for us is to lay in a dorm bed, you know? Like, I don't know what to call it. But I think that relationship definitely put me on the fast track for maturity. Who I was before and who I was after that relationship was really night and day. And like I said, I feel like it was a more mature version. And I feel like we had to deal with like some real adult problems. We also had more like adult like experiences in our relationship. Like, for example, we lived together for a couple of months and like not a lot of college students I feel like can say that they've done that. Like that's usually an after college experience for a lot of college students who like get into relationships. So there was something like that. What else? Like there was just, I feel like the things that we were kind of like dealing with, like yes, there was that aspect of college, but then there was also that aspect of like, in a way, we're kind of just like very young adults trying to figure out how to be in a relationship with each other and how to navigate the things that life is throwing at us as we're doing it. And the fact that I was in college wasn't as big of a deal as if I think he had also been in college at the same time and we were like both college students together, like experiencing that, you know? I don't know if that makes sense, but that was kind of just like, it was a very like night and day shift, but also it did really like put me on this like fast track to maturity that by the time that I got out of the relationship, I knew that I couldn't date someone who was around my age anymore. Like I couldn't date in the college dating pool. And to be fair, at this point, I'm like 20, 21, right? Like when I got out of the relationship, I was 20. So I was definitely older, but not a lot because I got into that relationship when I was 19. But at that point, I was like, I'm not dating someone who's the same age as me. I'm dating someone who's older than me. And the people that are older than me at this point are people who are out of college. And yeah, so the next experience I had with dating after being in a relationship was dating outside of the college scene. I did have some experiences like engaging in the college dating scene, but they were very minimal. Mainly, I was dating people who were already outside of the college dating scene. And I feel like part of that is why I think I feel like it's almost prepared me for post-grad because I had a better idea as to what to expect in terms of dating post-grad and the type of people who are dating and sort of how it works. And it's a very different situation than dating in college because I found dating college so much more frustrating than dating out of college. So that's why I still have a little bit of hope for dating in general, because I'm like, I think it was just the college dating scene. It was just brutal, but also I didn't want to be on the dating app. So it wasn't like the people that I was surrounded by were college students. So it was like, again, back into the college dating scene, and that's not what I wanted to do anyway. So yeah, it was just a thing. When I got out of the relationship, I was close to turning 21, and the first person I dated was, so, and that's the other thing, that's when I like actively started dating. Like I was like actively interested in going on dates, which I again had only done once before, and I didn't really seek out, like I kind of honestly avoided going on dates because I always thought dates were weird. The one date that I went on before I got into my relationship, like I went on that date while I was still in Hawaii. So in those date situations, I refused to let them pay. I would always like pay for my half. Like I was like, we're splitting the bill. And I think it was because I always felt like if I do let them pay, then there's this expectation. I don't want to have that expectation put on me, which like now I would feel very comfortable letting a guy pay and also not, you know, if they have an expectation, like that's a red flag and you're out. But at the time, I think I would have just like succumbed to it or just like felt that pressure. And so I was like, I'm going to avoid it so that you can't like come back at me and be like, hey. And I luckily have not had that experience yet, thank goodness. And I hope I never have that experience, but I would never let that slide. Like I would never let that slide. But yeah, the first guy that I dated, and this I guess also was my first experience with having more like long-term dating situations. Cause like I said, when I was in the college dating pool, it was like this like one and done type thing. And all of a sudden I was like seeing guys multiple times, like the same guy over and over again. So we were like actually actively dating. Maybe some people would call it a situationship, but I hate the term situationship. And I always vowed to never be in one. Either we're going to get into a relationship or we're going to like date in terms of getting to know each other and then decide whether we want to be in a relationship or not. And if we don't, then that's it. Like we're cutting it off. So the first guy I dated, I think really just like set the example for what I was sort of like looking for. And since then I haven't really found someone who like matches his aura, his vibe in terms of like just dating, like not a relationship. He's not the type of person I would want to get into a relationship with, but like to date, he was a fun person to date. And like, he was like genuinely a good guy. Obviously there were certain things that I didn't love about him. And ultimately there's a reason why like the situation ended and why we stopped dating each other. But ultimately he was a good example of like the people that I would be in, especially now. I think at the time I was still a little like preoccupied with like having been in a relationship and expecting like relationship treatment. Now I could much easier date someone like him and not be so caught up in certain things. There were certain things that I like didn't like about him that honestly were just because I was like expecting like kind of relationship treatment and he wasn't giving me that. But also like I wouldn't expect that now if I was just like purely dating someone, not necessarily knowing whether a relationship is going to come out of it or not. Anyways, he was 24. Oh my God, I just remembered his birthday is coming up because it's in April. That's a random fun fact. I don't know why I remember that, but I do. Anyways, he was 24. He had gone to the University of Miami. He'd graduated pretty sure the same year that I graduated high school. Yeah, that would make sense, right? Or maybe it was the year after. No, but I think it was, actually, I can't remember. It was either 2016, 2017. So he was older than me. And okay, I think another reason why I decided I did not want to date someone my age was because I think my experiences with my first boyfriend made me realize towards the end, I was like, I think initially we were on the same path in terms of maturity and it worked out. But eventually I think I like I said, I was on this fast track to maturing as an individual. And I'm not saying I'm the most mature individual, but I think I definitely matured a lot in that time. And I feel like I matured out of that relationship in a sense where it was like at some point it felt like I was dating someone who was like significantly younger than me, at least maturity wise, and I knew that I didn't want to do that. So if I was going to aim for someone who was maybe on the same level in terms of maturity, they would have to be older by age. You know how they say like guys mature 2 years later than girls, like something of that sort. I kind of was like, I recognize that there is this like divide now. I didn't feel it at the beginning, but I feel it now. And so I'm not looking to date someone who's exactly my age. I'm looking to date someone who's older. So anyways, this guy that I like first started seeing slash dating was like kind of in the perfect age range for me, and like still to this day, like 23, 24 I think is the perfect age range. Well, now I would say like 23 to 25 is like good, but I feel like they have to at least be 23, and now that I'm turning 22 soon, actually now it goes up to 24. Like I feel like they have to at least be a couple of years older than me. Anyways, so he had been out of college for a good while. He had a stable job, he had his own apartment, he had his own car. Like he was like in a good situation, like ideal. He had his little hobbies. Like he was like very situated in his singleness. Like he'd been, we talked a little bit about his past relationship and they had been like broken up for like 9 months or so. And I think he had done a good job. No, it was was probably more than that. It was like nearly a year. And I think he had done a really good job at just like crafting his single life and finding fulfillment in it and finding something that worked for him. I didn't necessarily agree with everything that he was doing, but like it was a good thing. And honestly, I was thinking about this a couple weeks ago, like while I was still in college, and I was like, he is my post-grad inspiration. Like, I want to be him when I grow up. I don't even want to be with him. I want to be him, like, because he just had it figured out and it seemed so easy on his end and all that. But also now I remember, like, he was a couple of years out of college. Like, he had taken some time to establish himself, but I think he had done a really good job at establishing himself. Like, most people at his age probably aren't as established as he was, but he was in a really good position and it was obviously attractive because that was what I was looking for. I was looking for someone who was a little bit more of an adult, and that's exactly what he was. So that kind of set up the basis for the type of people that I dated. And then after that, I didn't really date anyone for a while, but he was like a 1 month thing. So again, first experience with like, oh, a guy could be interested in me, maybe not necessarily relationship wise, but interested enough that they want to like stick around and get to know me more. So we went on multiple dates and we saw each other quite a few times in that time. I think we saw each other like 3-4 times. I can't remember exactly what the, yeah, I think it was like 4 times. And then like we would FaceTime because at some point I was traveling, he was traveling. So like we were in different places. So, you know, like in a month's time, we saw each other like 4 times exactly, I want to say. And obviously at some point I realized, okay, I'm not interested in him that way and he's not providing me with what I want. And so it's probably just better to like cut it off than try and keep it going. But this was like my first like mature situation. And I also learned from it because I learned that like you have to actually like, if you're gonna be seeing someone multiple times, like you have to end it on something. Like you have to like have a conversation about like, I'm not interested anymore and all that. So this kind of like, this basically like propelled me into the experience of dating people who are like, he was in a way more mature than I was at that point. And so he brought me a little bit more to his level. It was like another experience of maturing. I feel like all these dating experiences were like just a little bit more, like we're just pushing up a little bit more in the maturity level. So anyways, when I got back to school, when I got back to UCLA in September, I definitely had this moment where like, even though I knew that my ideal dating range was someone who was already out of college, there was a part of me that was like, well, you're only in college once. You're only gonna have this dating scene once. I feel like I'm supposed to like take advantage of it. And so I initially did. I had two little situations, little mini situations. It was weird. They just like were messy situations. Again, it was like all these college guys. There was always something about them, especially UCLA guys. Literally cannot tell you why, but I think it was just like it's a UCLA specific problem. Like they all are kind of like this and I can't explain it, because ironically, I ended up having a little tiny situation with this other guy who went to UCLA but had already graduated. And literally around the time we like started seeing each other, we went on 2 dates. That's it. He had just started working. So he was already in post-grad, but clearly he wasn't post-grad enough to have that maturity and to like, because just the way that he behaved, I was like, you're just a college student. Even though you're not actually a college student, like you're still a college student at heart and it's reflecting in your behavior. And so that's when I realized like, you have to be a couple of years out of college for me to be able to date you, because you still don't have that maturity for like at least the first year out of college, at least for the guys. So that was a humbling experience. I was humbled hardcore by that man and I don't know why. So I kind of tried my hand at the college dating scene for a hot second. I was like, not that. So again, I was on the dating app, so it was like, in a way, I have greater LA. It's not just like I have my little college town. So after that, the people that I was like dating were people who were older than me, more established in their career, out of college, obviously. I dated someone I went on 2 dates in December, and then I went on a date with someone who is 23. That was a good date. He was very sweet, very respectful. So I was like, this is kind of like, I think where it starts for me. And then I took a little break from dating afterwards. I was like, can't do this. And then I went on 2 dates in December. They were both 26. Is that correct? Yeah, they were both 26. So they were definitely on the older side for the guys that I had dated. But one of them was just no. But the other one was like pretty decent. And he did want to see me again after winter break. I mentioned him, but I didn't end up seeing him because I was like, I'm done with dating. And then I had this holiday fling. And this holiday fling was a little bit of a mistake because he was college age and he was still in college. He was actually kind of a super senior in a sense, which anyways, but like he seemed initially I thought he was like mature for his age, which like not something you should think for men in general. But like, I don't know. Initially it was good and then it wasn't good. And that was just like a little bit of a mistake in itself. And then I had this thing with the guy that I approached, and that was also someone who was in college. Again, just another like reminder that the college dating scene, the people that are in the scene are just not going to be it. Really solidified this like initial thought that I had back when I was a freshman that my man was not going to be at UCLA, and that was clearly it. And so that was life. And that's fine. I'm okay with the fact that, you know, my man was not at UCLA. I think that honestly gives me a little bit of a breath of fresh air, because after experiencing all these UCLA men, I don't know whether I would want to date someone who's in that culture and engaging with it. But I did think that I was going to have a little bit more success in that. Maybe date someone at UCLA, or just even experience like properly talking to someone at UCLA. Like, I didn't even have a proper talking stage where it was like, oh, maybe we could have gotten into a relationship. I mean, maybe the very first thing with the roommate that I liked, but like, I don't know, that was just a weird situation to start off with, because it was like, we knew we were gonna live together. There was no like, oh, we're gonna get into a relationship together. It was more like, well, if all goes well and then time passes and then we don't live together again, maybe we could. But there was never any discussion of that. So I was just wildly unsuccessful. And then like by the time that I got into my senior year, I just kind of thought about it more and more. And I was like, why is the dating scene in college so terrible? And I started having conversations with other friends who were single. And I had a lot of friends in college who just didn't really date, period. Haven't experienced a relationship yet. Didn't really date much. Again, any experiences that they did have in terms of dating just like were not necessarily positive. And so they just kind of like avoided it altogether, which is honestly smart. But I'm just like thinking about it and I'm like, I don't know why it's so hard to date, because you would think with the magnitude of people in the same space as you, with this huge thing in common, then also potential other things in common, and you all being in the same age range, that there would just be a little bit more success and that people would be interested in dating around more and like actually going on dates and like talking and stuff like that. And there was just none of that. Like, I can't tell you how many times I found myself in situations where I was like at a coffee shop and I would just watch this guy stare at me for like 30 minutes and I was like, okay, hello. And then nothing would come out of it. And I was like, so were you interested in me? Were you just staring to stare? Like, why not just come over here and start a conversation with me? Like, I'm sitting alone. Like, I'm not gonna bite, you know? I feel like there's no harm in approaching someone. Like, that was just something I didn't see either. I feel like no one was really approaching each other unless you had like a similar social circle, or maybe you met at like a party in a context where, you know, people were feeling a lot more lighthearted and like willing to talk and socialize. Maybe you meet someone through there, but it's like I wasn't really going out much in my senior year. So it wasn't like I was meeting people in that context. It's such a different vibe than like dating people outside of college. And it's absolutely insane as to like how difficult it actually is to date in college. And I know there are people who have success. I have friends who have been in relationships and also really long relationships too. But I really feel like they're the exceptions to the rule, because it's just like, I'm not seeing this for a lot of people. I feel like a lot of people are very flustered with the college dating scene. And obviously eventually I think for a lot of girls too, like they finally move up and they're just like, okay, we're done with the college dating scene. We're on to the next thing. And it's like refreshing almost to see what is out there in terms of in the real world, because it's so different and it's a little bit more peaceful. I'm not saying that it's perfect, but it's still a little bit better than what we were getting in college. And I don't know whether it's maybe because guys just don't have as many options when they're in the real world, because you're not constantly surrounded by girls. There's not like constant option all the time. Like the dating pool is a lot larger, and you know, you're not necessarily going to find someone who matches what you want that easily, or even just like the same age, you know, when you're just walking around on the street in post-grad. But yeah, I don't know. I just like, I can't explain what in the world the college dating scene is, but it's not pretty. And honestly, my biggest advice for the college dating scene is like, just don't engage with it. Like, know that something better is out there, especially if you're like older. Like, I feel like you have to have the experiences when you're younger, and they're not necessarily pretty experiences, but like, I think they're experiences that you definitely learn things from. I'm not saying that you should go have experiences just to go have experiences, but I'm saying like, if you want to and you're interested, I'm not telling you to just not do it, period. But I'm just saying like, be wary and I think it's important to have some self-respect too, because it's very easy to get sucked into it and get excited and all that, and then end up in these like very weird situations with people. And it's just not exactly fun, but also like know that that's not like the common experience. I mean, again, I can't exactly talk too much about the post-grad dating scene, but at least what I've experienced with people who were post-grad is that they usually just have a little bit more regard for you, you know, a little bit more respect, a little bit more maturity to not just like throw it all out the window. In a way, they see you as a human being. I feel like when you're in college, the people that you're dating just don't see you as a human being. Like, it's just the weirdest thing ever. And I've experienced this time and time again. And it's always the guys who are still in college or like just out of college, like barely out of college. That also is just like, they need some time to marinate and realize that in the real world, they're not going to have everything. Anyways, per usual, a very long episode. I hope you guys like this one. I know this was just me more talking about my experiences, but maybe some people out there can relate or have had similar experiences. But yeah, that was my experience with dating in college. And like I said, I learned a lot. In a way, I don't even think about them too much just because I'm not dating actively. And also, I feel like I have to reprogram my mind as I potentially start dating again, which is not going to be anytime soon. But when I do potentially start dating again, because at that point, my pool is a very different crowd. And I feel like I do need to reset because I am, in a way, kind of scarred from like the experiences in college. But I don't think it's the same thing. I'm not saying that you're not going to have bad experiences in post-grad dating, but I'm just saying in general, I feel like they could be better experiences. All I can say is I would not want to go back to college for dating, okay? I'm never going to miss the college dating scene. That was just like a truly horrid experience. And there's like a lot of like things that need to be worked through to like get over everything that happened in my life during that time. Because that was a no for me. I did not like that. I did not like trying to date in college, or not even just date, just like engage with men, be a human being. I don't know. So yeah. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. You guys can let me know if you want more from this series or certain things you want me to talk about college related. Maybe I'll just do like one big episode where I do like a more Q&A type thing, or I talk about different topics that people like, miscellaneous topics that people like ask for. But if not, this may be the end of it. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys liked this episode. Don't forget to follow me on whatever streaming platform you're listening to me on, because it's so fun seeing that there are people out there who are listening. And yeah, I will see you guys in my episode next week. Bye.